Every detail of the damaging circumstances that occurred in the graveyard upon that morning, which all present remembered so well, was brought out by credible witnesses, but none of them were cross-examined by Potter's lawyer. The perplexity and dissatisfaction of the House expressed itself in murmurs and provoked a reproof from the bench. Counsel for the prosecution now said,
"By the oaths of citizens whose simple word is above suspicion, we have fastened this awful crime beyond all possibility of question upon the unhappy prisoner at the bar. We rest our case here."
A groan escaped from poor Potter, and he put his face in his hands and rocked his body softly to and fro, while a painful silence reigned in the courtroom. Many men were moved, and many women's compassion testified itself in tears. Counsel for the defense rose and said,
"Your Honor, in our remarks at the opening of this trial, we foreshadowed our purpose to prove that our client did this fearful deed while under the influence of a blind and irresponsible delirium produced by drink. We have changed our mind. We shall not offer that plea."
Then to the clerk,
"Call Thomas Sawyer."
A puzzled amazement awoke in every face in the house, not even excepting Potter's. Every eye fastened itself with wondering interest upon Tom as he rose and took his place upon the stand. The boy looked wild enough, for he was badly scared. The oath was administered.
"Thomas Sawyer, where were you on the 17th of June about the hour midnight?"
Tom glanced at Injun Joe's face, and his tongue failed him. The audience listened breathless, but the words refused to come. After a few moments, however, the boy got a little of his strength back and managed to put enough of it into his voice to make part of the house hear,
"In the graveyard."
"A little bit louder, please. Don't be afraid. You were..."
"In the graveyard."
A contemptuous smile flitted across Injun Joe's face.
"Were you anywhere near Horace Williams' grave?"
"Yes, sir."
"Speak up, just a trifle louder. How near were you?"
"Near as I am to you."
"Were you hidden or not?"
"I was hid."
"Where?"
"Behind the elms that's on the edge of the grave."
Injun Joe gave a barely perceptible start.
"Anyone with you?"
"Yes, sir. I went there with..."
Wait a moment. Never mind mentioning your companion's name. We will produce him at the proper time. Did you carry anything there with you?"
Tom hesitated and looked confused.
"Speak out, my boy. Don't be diffident. The truth is always respectable. What did you take there?"
"Only a dead cat."
There was a ripple of mirth, which the court checked.
"We will produce the skeleton of that cat. Now, my boy, tell us everything that occurred. Tell it in your own way. Don't skip anything, and don't be afraid."
Tom began hesitatingly at first, but as he warmed to his subject, his words flowed more and more easily. In a little while, every sound ceased but his own voice. Every eye fixed itself upon him. With parted lips and bated breath, the audience hung upon his words, taking no note of time, wrapped in the ghastly fascinations of the tale. The strain upon pent emotion reached its climax when the boy said,
"And as the doctor fetched the board around and Muff Potter fell, Injun Joe jumped with a knife and..."
Crash! Quick as lightning, the half-breed sprang for a window, tore his way through all opposers, and was gone.